Bavabasar, parakei mishnehe, hamoicher rosh behem agas, a person sells the head of a large animal, let's say, for example, a cow, loy machar esar aglayim. Because a cow is choshev, and each part of the meat is choshev, whether it's a butcher selling something that was already slaughtered, or it's going to be slaughtered, and they're divvying up what they're going to hand out to people, what they're going to sell, which part of the animals they're going to sell. So since each part, it's a large animal, is choshev, just because you're selling one part doesn't mean you're including the other. So if you sell the head, you're not including the raglayim, the legs, the feet. Machas raglayim, if you sell the legs, loy machas harosh, you're not including the head. Some learn that the legs is the ikker part, is the feet, for pichah purposes. But regardless, if you sell one, doesn't mean you're including the other. Machar is a kana. If you sell, kana literally is the trachea, but the trachea is connected to the lungs. And that's what we're talking about. If you sell the lungs, loy machar is a kaved, doesn't mean you're including the liver. Machar is a kaved, if you sell the liver, loy machar is a kana. Also, not including the lungs. Each is its own choshev apart. Aval bedaka, but a small animal, let's say a lamb, a goat. Machar es harosh. If you sell the head, machas araglaim, you're including the legs. Machas araglaim, lo machas harosh. But the opposite, the legs don't include the rosh. The rosh is more chashev. Machar es akana. If you sell the lungs of a smaller animal, machar es akaved. You do include the liver, because the lungs is more chashev. Machar es akaved, but vice versa, if you sell the liver, lo machar es akana. You're not including the lungs.